Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of podcast with me, Russell Davis. I used to be a real striver, and sometimes I can habitually fall into that striving mentality. Striving for my A-levels, my degree, the career, the baby. Striving to create the things I thought I needed unconsciously to be happy, to be safe, to be free, to have a sense of purpose. I had to learn actually there's nowhere I need to get to. And there can be a paradox between having a goal and aspiration and this idea of there's nowhere you need to get to. How do you square that circle? How can both be true? And how can actually the idea of nowhere you need to get to really unlock a sense of creativity and empowerment that enables you to create those things you want in your life? Well, let's dive in and find out. The phrase I often need reminding of is, there's nowhere I need to get to. There's nowhere I need to get to. And for me, that's the antidote to kind of anxiety, to feeling a pressure to get things done, to perform, which creates a lack of presence, being in my head. A sense of rushing from one thing to the other. I always have a sense of lack of time. And that just brings a lack of appreciation of life. I'm not noticing and being in presence of life. I'm racing ahead to where I think I need to be. Which creates this busyness. Such busyness. And in the busyness, the important things don't get done. Whether it's just being present, all the important things that are going to make the biggest difference rather than the busyness. The busyness. So nowhere I need to get to. There's nowhere I need to get to. And I can see it with my clients as well. Often this striving to be somewhere, to get somewhere. Because we think that place will bring us a feeling of contentment, happiness, security, peace, joy, freedom. It's that I'm okay when I get here. I just need to push through to get there. Well, guess what happens when we get there? Well, it's the next thing. It's the next thing. It's the next thing. Because we're looking in the wrong place for that sense of freedom, peace, happiness. Sometimes I get stuck in traffic, not so much now, but I used to get really frustrated when I was stuck in traffic. Scared of going to be late, maybe letting someone down, what it meant to my day, and just this expectation that my day needs to go so smoothly. I was okay if I wasn't late, and I'm okay if I don't let someone down. I'm okay if this happens or this happens. It puts a sense of okayness dependent on external circumstances like traffic that I have no control over. It's about disempowering. We put our sense of okayness, happiness, joy, freedom, we give it away to the outside life. And work really hard to try and create the circumstances we think we need to feel those things. That's what I call living outside in. I'm okay if, or I'm okay when. And it's always pushing to the next place we think we need to be. What if we're in exactly the right space? What if everything's perfect? What if things happen for us and not to us? I just get very angry with life. This traffic has happened. It's not fair. Why is it me? It's not fair. Why these things happen to me. I'm a good man. I do this. as if it's unjust and unfair, as if it's personal, as if there's a God in the sky making things happen. When it's just life. Life's unpredictable. Stuff happens. And it's not personal. And if you want to think it is personal, what if it's happening for you? What if everything's perfect? What if everything's perfect? And the cause of this kind of mindset of needing things to be different, rushing to get to the next thing, thinking to be somewhere different to where we are now, is almost a sense of lack. I'm okay if, I'm okay when, as if we're not okay now. Sense of lack of running out of, or fear of running out of money, or love, or time. That lack mentality of not having enough. I don't have enough time for this. I don't have time for this. But what if you do? What if you do? There's two views of looking at time. One from a physics point of view, one is Newtonian. Isaac Newton looked at time very linear. That's typically how we tend to think about time. Einsteinian view of time, Einstein's view of time is it's relative. It's relative. How come sometimes time feels it's going very slowly? Sometimes it feels it's going very quickly. It's because of our thinking, our mindset. What if we have enough time? What if we are time? And recognizing that everything we want to feel when we get to that, wherever that destination is, the promotion or the particular revenue in our business or whatever it may be, everything we think that's going to give us, it's within us. We're born with it. Look at a toddler. Sense of contentment, freedom, happiness, joy, possibility. Often as adults, that's what we're seeking. When it's within us, we're born with it. It's only the brass band of thought pointing us in the wrong direction that we picked up along the way that masks us from that feeling it's within us. It's not a place to get to. It's a place to come from. It's within us. I always wanted to have Fridays free and not work on a Friday or not do any kind of client work on a Friday. Have just an easy, quieter day on a Friday to have a nice, gentle lead into the weekend. I was self-employed. It's one of the reasons I went self-employed, to have more freedom. But like many people who go self-employed, they find they have less freedom, more stress, more worry, and longer hours. I'm very thankful for my amends because it challenged me on that. Remind me, it's a place to come from. Stop working on a Friday and you can make it work. So I committed to doing that. I made a commitment for 3 months, no client sessions on a Friday. And it worked. My income didn't reduce by 20%. No impact. And I had more space. It's a place to come from, not a place to get to. It's a place to come from, not a place to get to. And the more we understand what creates our human experience, the fear, the worry, the stress, the joy, the happiness, the freedom we're seeking, the more we understand what creates that, that it's not external circumstances. It's our thinking. It's our thoughts, our imagination. We live in the experience of our thinking. The more we see where experience is coming from, and the more we understand the nature of that thinking, of thought, that it's pure imagination, doesn't need listening to, doesn't need any attention, our mind begins to settle more quickly and easily. It's a natural process. It's like a glitter ball, our mind just settles. Like a toddler has a tantrum, they go back to being okay again without any intervention. The more we surf our experiences, knowing they're just thoughts, our mind begins to settle. And we connect to everything we want. A sense of peace in the moment. Possibility. Freedom. We have far more free than we imagine. often what masks us from connecting to that is our limiting beliefs, the lens we look at ourselves and our life, these beliefs we picked up along the way that feel so true. I thought I was a worry, I thought my personality type. Deep down, I think thinking I was lovable for who I was. But they're filters, they're lenses, they're not truths. And we can let go of those. There's so many ways we can do that. That's why I do working one-to-one with my clients. In one sense, we don't even need to do that. If you imagine a factory pumping out effluent into a beautiful crystal clean river. Sometimes we see our worry, our rushing, our fear or insecurity as this contamination in our experience. How do we clean it up? How do we stop it? What's the cause of it? Oh, it's my workload, it's my boss, it's my whatever it is, we think it's external circumstances, but it's thought. Let me try to work out how do I control my thinking, clean up my thinking, have more positive thinking. Good luck with that. It's about recognizing we're the water, we're not the contamination. Look further upstream and that's who we are. That's who we are. We're the water, not the contamination. Your soul knows you're okay. Your soul knows there's nowhere to get to. Everything you seek in this moment, you can be you in this moment. You can be you in this moment. You're loved for who you are. You're lovable and worthy for who you are. You've got nothing to prove to anyone. You've got nothing to prove to anyone. You can be and enjoy this moment. And it's great to have goals and aspirations. You can hold them lightly. There's nowhere you need to get to. Getting there sounds like fun. Yeah, crack on. But there's nowhere you need to get to. You're exactly where you need to be. And it's in this moment, insights, clarity, and perspective come to us. Welcome home. You're exactly where you need to be. Loving you.